So this is the plan, concocted last night through a haze of mutual daring and strong beer. Adam and I will meet at the F-bar and pretend to be strangers. After a night of flirting, we will go home together. Everyone in the bar will think he's so suave. We will both be excited, since, in fact, we did not meet at a bar, but at a church retreat, and neither of us have ever done anything like this before. In theory, which often falls short, I am crazy with lust at the mere sight of him. In reality, being crazy with lust entails a little preparation, which I dutifully do. At lunchtime, I slip into the office bathroom and put on a pearl thong. This is a new invention, I imagine, that theoretically will stimulate my clit while I sit at my desk. In reality, it pinches out several hairs, and I'm almost tempted to remove it, until I lean over to pick up a paper that has fallen on the floor. Oh, wow. I drop a few more sheets, just for good measure. Again, yikes. I wiggle a little in my chair. My coworker, David, gives me a strange look, or so it seems. I cross my legs, and the pearls really dig in. We've agreed not to speak at all today. The thong digs into my soft clit, slips back and forth, and feels alternately wonderful and painful, sometimes both at once. I'm both wet and bruised. At the end of the day, I slip out the back door and hurry down to the gym locker room. I exchange my outfit for a black dress and high heels. I tap at my heavy clit and the blood rushes downward from my hand. I'm feeling a little dizzy when I enter the hotel bar where we arranged to meet. Perhaps because we're strangers tonight, the sight of his back facing me suddenly turns me on, as if we had just started dating. Here is a man who is available for me to claim with my body, although he doesn't know it yet. I walk into the bar and wait for him to sidle up beside me. I cross my legs, and the thong sets my clit on fire once again. I can feel juice swishing between my lower lips. "Excuse me," a deep voice says in my ear. I stiffen at once, but it's not him. "Let me buy you a drink," says the stranger. And when I turn to look for my handsome boyfriend, he's still talking to someone else. A girl, as it so happens, which was not part of the plan. I suck an olive off the skewer in my martini glass and look into the stranger's gleaming orbs. "Yes," I say, and accept another martini. Just shifting on my stool to face the newcomer kindles sweet agony. I'm afraid I'll have an orgasm right there on the chair and collapse into the unknown man's arms. My boyfriend had better hurry.
"So, what do you do?" asks the man.
He has a soft voice and clean nails, but feminine hands. Long, thin fingers that look like pale fish. I think, traitorously, of one of those skinny, clammy fingers flapping around inside me. The image is both delicious and off-putting. I'm a dancer, I say, because I know that this impresses men. He nods and takes a sip of his beer. "I'm in the arts, too," he nods. "A journalist."
Ooh.
"Ariana," I say with a smile. Out of the corner of my eye, I see Adam at last turn away from the swingy-haired brunette he was talking to. Our eyes meet, and his widen before I cut my glance back to my companion.
"Jared," he says.
"Jared," I parrot, with another big sip of martini. Gosh, these drinks are strong. But it's not just the gin vision. Jared is attractive in a feminine, slightly mysterious way. Unlike beautiful Adam, who has a cleft chin and a wide back, thick eyebrows, and a deep chest, Jared's body is probably smooth and pale. The thought arouses nothing more than my curiosity. The butt of my clit flares in thick blooms of blood, and for a moment, I picture myself with Jared. What would we look like together? Would he push my legs apart with his narrow hands like Adam does so easily with his stronger ones? Would he pin me beneath the heavy weight of his body, cross my legs around his muscular back, lean over me, own me with his eyes? I imagine he'd be a little more shy. But why am I thinking about sex with another man right now? I try to focus. I'm annoyed at myself. Again, I catch Adam's eye over Jared's shoulder. His gaze is furious. It's a gaze I barely recognize. I didn't think he would mind, I tell myself. But I've never tried to make him jealous by flirting before. Jared smiles at me, a smile full of male optimism.
"So, are you from around here?"
He toys with the lip of his beer while I think. "Nearby, but I'm staying in a hotel,
I say, and eat another olive.